This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
The Women's Hoop Show, a podcast hosted by me, Jordan Robinson, brings you fresh women's basketball voices and breakdowns every week. I'll be joined by hoop experts all year long. Find the Women's Hoop Show on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Chargers and the New York Giants have exchanged their draft picks.
When this happened, you talked about it on The Fan.
Eli Manning and Philip Rivers.
When New York sports happens, talk about it here. The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the free Odyssey app. It's Keith McPherson on The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the free Odyssey app.
I'm geeked up, baby. I've been sleeping all week. Freshly back from Tampa. I'm all jacked up on Mountain Dew. I'm ready to go. Almost a four-hour show. Dial 888-808-1019 one time. Get on the line if you missed me. Get on the line if you didn't miss me. Fairweather fans, bandwagon fans, Yankees fans, Mets fans, St. John's fans, Giants fans. Does Jameis Winston have fans yet? Justin Fields might. We're going to get into it. But as I listened to the station today and I tapped back in over the weekend a little bit, and today we had Subway Series down there in Port St. Lucie, I'm like, we got to talk baseball. This is it. St. John's eliminated. They got up out the way, and we'll get to that. I felt bad about how that all shook out. I was in the camp. I feel like we needed more positive energy coming from WFAN towards the Johnnies. We'll get to the Johnnies. And I did have a take on Jameis Winston. If you follow me on social media, I had that take like 2 weeks ago. I said Jameis was just waiting on that Giants job. He's waiting on it, and he got it. But he might have some more competition. Cam Ward's pro day was today. We'll get to that as well. And some of the moves that the Giants made, kind of under the radar moves, I like. But yeah, it's baseball time, man. The season's upon us. These are the last of days until it counts. Let the games begin. All of the back and forth, all of the talk, all of the guessing games, all of the, things that fans do about what these teams are going to be, how many games they're going to win, who's going to hit where, who's going to make the team. We'll do that tonight. We'll talk about injuries. We'll talk about the 26-man roster. We'll talk about young guys that are going to get their shot, guys that opted out, guys that are going to make the cut, not make the cut, what's going to happen. But, yeah, it's Monday night. Pretty soon it'll be Tuesday. And we're getting ready for opening day. 888-808-1019. You should be talking about the Yankees. You should be talking about the Mets. They played today. And I know that game didn't matter at all. I know the game, it's spring training and it's funny that it ended in a draw. It ended in a tie. I felt like it needed to. Brandon Nimmo was like, we gotta have a tie game so that neither fan base can get too crazy. Because it's been too crazy. It's been much about nothing. And, I started thinking more about the generational Juan Soto. And I'm not so mad about Juan Soto. I'm not coping at this point about Juan Soto. I don't hate Juan Soto. But, we'll start with the boos, right? I was watching the game, and actually I was listening to the game on 880, and then online you could see the clip where, Juan Soto comes out to a smattering of boos, but also some cheers. I think we'll be able to get the audio from that. I'll send it to Paul if you haven't heard it yet. But, who cares? much is being made about the Yankees in this rivalry. And if you didn't think it was a rivalry, it's certainly a rivalry now. Where I've come around to with Juan Soto is like, this is great. This is a superhero and a villain in our city. This is theatrical. This is get your popcorn ready. This is drama for not just this year, and you might already have Soto fatigue. But it's not just this year. It's for the rest of his career. It's for the next 15 years. Yankee fans are going to be rooting for him to fail, and Mets fans are going to be rooting for him to succeed. And, I mean, the Mets are going to milk this thing for the decade and a half. I mean, I saw the first 15,000 fans get a Juan Soto pin before he even steps into the batter's box in Citi Field. The first 15,000 fans will get a Juan Soto pin with him doing the Juan Soto shuffle, you know, for buying their tickets and getting to the stadium early. Incentives. I even saw at the Mets house, right? The Mets house, they're selling this special edition Victus Juan Soto bat. They got to make that money back, right? That's a lot of money. Tomorrow at the Mets house, starting at 11 a.m., shoppers have the opportunity to purchase a limited edition Juan Soto bat. Only 22 available. Bats are $400 each. Limit two per person. We know you Mets fans got money to blow. We know them ticket prices are up. We know that this was the greatest spring training that the Mets ever had. The Juan Soto effect is real. It is good for business. It is good for baseball. It's good for New York baseball. I'm not going to hold you. I don't think either one of these teams are winning the World Series this year. I said it. I don't think either one of these teams. I think it's going to be harder for both of these teams to get to where they were last year, and that's the bar. But we have this player that played for the Yankees and propelled the Yankees to a World Series, hit the home run that sent them there, caught the last out. That's forever. That's in Yankee Classic. You might see it on Yankeeography if Yes Network and Fields have gone away. We have this guy who actually chose to leave the 27-time world. He actually chose to leave the Yankees to be a Met. So what he could be signaling is the changing of the guard, or he could just signal, hey, the more things change, the more things stay the same. I'm riveted. I will watch every single Mets game I can watch, every single Yankees game I can watch. I'm going there live. And when they talk about, are you going to boo him? I don't know. Somebody asked me that. One of my young boys hit me. I'm going to that game, Keith. What do you think I should do? I said, you'll know how to feel in there. You don't have to know today. You don't have to be one of these guys. I'm not going to boo Juan Soto. I'm a classy Yankee fan. He helped send us to the World Series, and I appreciate him for that. I know there's a lot of Yankee fans that are over Altuve. Altuve's playing left field now. All that F Altuve. That's done. That's years old now. I bet you some of them same frat boys that come to Yankee Stadium fire up F Juan Soto. And if they're not doing it in Yankee Stadium, they've already bought a Soto 22 City Edition jersey, and they'll be taking the 7 line to Queens. 888-808-1019. Like, baseball is upon us. And I don't think either one of these teams are winning the World Series. Sure, it'd be great. And, you know, I don't mean to rain on our parades, but it's just like, I don't see it. With all the injuries, and look at these rotations and these lineups, and who knows? We're going to go on the ride. But at least we have this dynamic here of, like, Juan Soto helped end the Yankees' drought in World Series appearances. Juan Soto was in pinstripes, in the Yankees building, getting the loudest roll call, getting love from the fans. Yankee fans now are scorned. Some don't care. Like, honestly, I talked to a lot of Yankee fans. I was just in Tampa. Some Yankee fans are more pissed off at the fact that they can't get to the players because of the new renovations and changes they made in Tampa to spring training. You used to be able to walk up to the players. Hey, you can't do that now. It's 2025. We're in the future. Much has changed. They're not going to play New York after we lose. These guys have beards now. Juan Soto looked at the Yankees Monument Park, looked at the Yankees retired numbers, looked at the Yankees Old Timers Day and said, no thanks. I see a better future over there. And you know, whether you believe him or not, it doesn't matter if you believe him or not. This is what the guy's saying. You know, in 6-7 years, let me pull that quote up. I think I saw Big Mac was talking about that, and it it caught my attention. And I was like, you know what? It came from The Pursuit. I didn't watch that. Why would I watch The Pursuit? Why would they make a movie called The Pursuit of Juan Soto? Like,
these are my Mets.
My Mets are making, they're making YouTube long-length feature films, long-form content on how they got Juan Soto to sign. You have the richest owner in the sport. But Juan Soto now is talking about, yeah, you know, I know the Yankees are going to be good for the next couple years, but I don't know the next. Nobody knows anything, Juan. But I do understand the logic as far as, like, you have an owner that is going to spend and isn't afraid to spend. You're proof of that, Juan. And then you have David Stearns, who's one of the smartest guys, regarded as one of the smartest guys in baseball. He's not going to let the sink ship. His first year on the job, bravo. So when you put the smartest guy in the room with the richest guy in the room who's also smart as well, you think that good things are going to come. 888-808-1019. I just think there's a lot of saving face going on for no reason. That's another thing with the Soto dynamic. You don't need to save face. You don't need to go on a podcast and say, no, the Mets were not the highest offer. Of course they were. Of course they were. You don't have to say anything. And then all the stuff about Soto's mom and his mom and his dad really wanted him to be. He wanted to be a Met. He wanted to be a Met, and that is okay. Some of y'all got to just, it is okay. You might not want to be a Met. I don't want to be a Met. Aaron Boone doesn't want to be a Met. Aaron Boone straight up told him, those Mets colors don't look good on you. To be honest, Mets colors don't look good on anyone. Like, it's okay. It's okay. But like now this has to play out. Now this has to play out. And we're going to be watching and going to the ballpark and listening to WFAN all night and all day with reactions and calls and hosts on each side. And it's going to be great no matter what. No matter what. The Mets got to worry about their own division. They got to worry about their own rotation. They got to live up to expectations with a target on their back now. But like I said, Mets fans, you have a superhero. I'm not going to lie to you. I watched every at-bat. I met Juan Soto last year. Having Juan Soto on your team is like having Superman on your side. Straight up. He's going to win you some games. He's going to do some things that wow you. He's going to do some things for the next decade and a half that are going to make you love the Mets and love watching baseball. But that doesn't guarantee he's going to win a championship. And for Yankee fans, you have a villain now. You have a guy to hate on. Whether he's dropping a pop-up or one is going over his head or he's getting thrown out at second or he has a day goes 0-for-4, some of you are going to lean into that. Some of you are going to love to hate Juan Soto. It's good to have a villain. It's WWE. It's all wrestling, right? If I saw Juan Soto today, I'd shake his hand. But like, I might be in Yankee Stadium the weekend of May 16th and he comes out, I might just boo his ass. I might just feel that way. And that's okay. That's my right to do that. I don't boo the Yankees, but I'll boo a Met easily. 888-808-1019. So I wanted to start with some of that stuff, right? Coming out of, you know, spring training game, and spring training is done. I think there's one more game left, but we had Yankees-Mets today, and of course, they end up in a tie and in a draw. And I think there's another interesting dynamic here with, you know, guys like Dom Smith, who's, you know, opted out, but also guys like Marcus Stroman, a former Met, right? There's some Mets fans that like to get at me from, I think, 2 years ago now when I was talking about the Mets taking Yankees leftovers, sloppy seconds, hand-me-downs, right? Rejects. One man's trash is another man's opening day starter. Clay Holmes, do not leave Clay Holmes out of this, yo. Do not leave Clay Holmes out of this. I'm booing the hell out of Clay Holmes. I wish him no luck. I don't hate Clay. I hated when he pitched for the Yankees. But, like, do I want to see him become an ace for the Mets? Hell no. But, like, there's a dynamic here with the Yankees, right? The Yankees don't take the Mets players until they go somewhere else and they just, like, shake the Mets stench off them a little bit. Like, Carlos Carrasco had to go back to Cleveland, just shake that Metsiness off a little bit. All right, come on down. And, like, Pablo Reyes, I know he didn't really play for the Mets, but, like, Marcus Stroman, even Dom Smith, a lot of Yankee fans are, oh, Dom Smith's our DH, he's making the team. And people are like, oh, what about him, Keith? You always talk about how the Mets took these players. The Mets take Yankee players as soon as they come out of the pinstripes. The Yankees don't want a Met right after he comes out of Queens. They're like, let him go somewhere else, shake that off, wash some of that Mr. Met off, and then come on down. 888-808-1019. So let's enjoy it, man. The rivalry is strong right now. And there's a lot of you that don't feel like it is a rivalry, but Juan Soto makes it a rivalry, right? Juan Soto adds a little bit more juice, a little more energy. You know, this year, we're getting a weekend Subway Series. They didn't do that the last 3 years, I believe, 22, 23, 24. I was at the one on September 11th weekend in Citi Field. That was the last time I remember it. And I remember getting on the Fan, because I wasn't on the Fan yet, but I remember getting on the Fan that next year saying that was the best baseball environment I was in coming out of the pandemic. Like in the whole 2021 season, Citi Field for those 3 days, Mets versus Yankees, was insane. We get to live that again. Like, it is going to be turned up with star players, superheroes in this game, and a rivalry for the city. Our football teams are trash. Basketball, the Knicks, they're probably another second-round exit. Y'all couldn't even rally around St. John's. As soon as they win one game in the NCAA tournament, people start hating. I'm listening to the Fan, and I'm actually shocked how many people called in to be like, oh, they need to settle down. No, they don't. And now I'm going to segue into that. Shame on you if you were rooting against St. John's, especially if you know Brandon Tierney, especially if you're someone at WFAN. I was going out of my way, right? I was going out of my way to talk about St. John's, and I was happy to have BT on twice, right? Because how lit is that? BT is on air with us during the day, and then on the side, he calls St. John's games. He's been a fan of them. How dope is that for him? I wanted to see them go to the Final Four. I only had one bracket with them going to like the Elite Eight. I didn't really believe. Shame on you if you had them winning your bracket and going to the Final Four. But like, I thought it was crazy to tune into WFAN and hear all the negativity and the hate towards St. John's. All of a sudden, we expected them to go from David to Goliath like that. What happened to them being the great story? What happened to, oh, this never happens. It's been 40 years. What happened to, this is amazing. The whole city is rallying around St. John. Like, people just, like, they build you up to break you down. They don't want anybody to shine. They don't want anybody to have success. I felt like that negative energy kicked in. And we all should have been riding for them. You don't have to, I'm not even from New York. I don't even live in New York. But like, I'm on WFAN, I'm in the city, and I've never seen St. John's be good. So like, I thought it was a great story, a great turnaround. We were blessed to see it. And as soon as they have a little bit of success, even today, listening to BT, I don't know why they're trolling him about drinking with the team. BT wasn't drinking with the team. And they're allowed to go follow the team. And after the team gets their first tournament win since, I don't know, 2000 or something like that, like, they're allowed to celebrate. But, man, I was disappointed to hear some of our own hosts and some of our New Yorkers, some of our New York fans talking about, hey, take it easy. And then when they lose, be like, they didn't even go on a run. This year was a failure. This year was not a failure, you silly rabbits. This was a building block year. Oh, what building blocks, Keith? It's the NIL transfer portal. They're going to have a different team. It's building blocks for their program. They're literally building blocks, right? Brick by brick, building walls and buildings. This might literally be the year to put St. John's on the map, where like St. John's every year is competing to win the Big East. Every year is in the dance. We are crabs in a bucket. We tear down our own so fast. It's crazy. 888-808-1019, man. Shout out to RJ Lewis. You know, in that speech he gave when he got Big East Player of the Year, he was in tears talking about his family, right? Talking about putting on for Dominicans, putting on for the city, Ecuadorians, talking about, you know, how Rick Pitino took a chance on him. And it hurt to see that kid in the situation that he was in getting benched, but that's sports. And that's another thing that I was saying the whole week. Everybody talking, oh, these guys get paid like athletes. It's ridiculous. I hear some callers talking about they got to go to class. You don't know what they do. You don't know their GPA. You don't know their class schedule. You don't know what they do. You assume that they're not going to class. They're doing much more for the university on that court than they are in class, but they are still going to class. And I think a lot of people are forgetting that these are kids, man. These are kids. 19, 20, 21-year-old kids. And all they want to do is cut down nets. All they want to do is shine. All they want to do is hoop and win. And you know what? Shout out to Arkansas. Shout out to Calipari. Like, SEC basketball, those boys playing for the Razorbacks, they were ready to go. And you know what? They compete in the SEC. And you know what? Calipari didn't just get going there this year. Like, they were ready to go. And RJ, in that big spot, it's tough, man. You're not playing Xavier. You're not playing Butler. You're playing some big boys from the South. And in the NIL era, all of these guys are potential NBA guys. And you know what? He's forcing shots. He had a rough game. And I see people talking about Pitino like he's not supposed to be a coach because of the money. Like he's not supposed to teach someone a lesson in that moment. Of course he is. And you sit a guy down. I looked at it like in football. If a quarterback is going 3-for-17, you got to bench him. You got to go to somebody else. It's not working. And I don't care that it's do or die. It's a tournament. You go home. It's a building block. You learn from it. It was a good run for St. John's. I don't care what you say about the run in the tournament. It was a good run for them. They won the Big East. They won the Big East tournament. Yeah, it is unfortunate as a number two seed. They won one game. That is unfortunate. But to say that the season is a failure, it brought a lot of joy to a lot of people. People that were not paying attention to the Red Storm. And people that have been paying attention every year to the Red Storm. 888-808-1019. I had to weigh in on that. Like, this is a building block for the program. There are kids from around the country now that are like, oh, I want to go to Queens. I want to go to New York. I love New York. Oh, wait, they have a basketball team coached by one of the greats? And it's now. It's immediate, right? Pitino's 72? This isn't building blocks for the next decade. This is building blocks for the next 3 to 5 years. And so if next year they take a step forward, they make it to the Sweet 16, they make it to the Elite Eight, that's progress. That's progress. Shout out to all those kids. Richmond, Zuby, Doobie, Doo. You know, like, shout out to them putting the city on their back. The Knicks aren't going to do it. The Rangers aren't going to do it. The Giants aren't going to do it. The Jets aren't going to do it. And I hate to break it to you, it is going to be tough for these New York Yankees to do it. With Will Warren and Carlos Carrasco and Marcus Stroman in the rotation. I can't wait for the season. I'll see you at Stands 11 a.m. Come crack a beer. Happy New Year. We in there. But shout out to St. John's in their run. We'll start with the Yankees and the Mets and the excitement for baseball and opening day. And literally, you know, this being the mecca of baseball, New York City, the MLB offices. Shout out to my folks at MLB. Beautiful offices. I've been in the 245 Park office. I just got into the one. I don't even know what the address is, but it's over there off of 6. It's amazing. This is the spot, right? This is where baseball lives. And we should come together and root for the Mets or Yankees to get to the World Series, knock off the Dodgers. But, you know, right now it's Juan Soto. Juan Soto is the thing between both fan bases that we will not agree on, that will stir the drinks, you know, get people pissed off. Some people are over it, whatever, but it's going to be a fun season, man. A lot more to do. 888-808-1019. When we come back, I'll talk about famous Jameis and the Giants. Keith McPherson back on the Fan. Call us up. BRB.